The research article entitled Specialized Care for Severely Affected ME/CFS Patients was authored by Saugstad and Soli from Røysundtunet, Norway. It was published in Fatigue, Biomedicine, Health and Behavior in October 2025. This study describes outcomes from a specialized Norwegian residential unit that began admitting people with severe or very severe ME/CFS in June 2021. The unit provides a low-stimulation environment and individually tailored care for individuals who often face major barriers in conventional healthcare. This study aimed to examine changes in illness severity in patients who attended the unit during its first 3 years of operation. The authors conducted a retrospective review of medical records from adults diagnosed with ME/CFS using the Canadian consensus criteria and classified as severe or very severe based on NICE guidelines who had stayed at the unit for at least 3 months. The study included 24 patients aged 18 to 68. Most were women, 83%, and nearly three-quarters were very severely affected upon admission. Care focused on sensory-adapted environments, assistance with daily activities, nutritional support, pacing strategies, and, when clinically appropriate, adjunctive treatments including thiamine, vitamin B12, NADH, coenzyme Q10, low-dose naltrexone, or low-dose aripiprazole. At the end of their stay, half of the patients experienced meaningful improvement, 7, 29% improved by at least one severity level, and 5, 21% improved within their existing severity category. Younger age and shorter illness duration were associated with better outcomes. Those who improved had a mean illness duration of 2.3 years compared with 6.7 years in those without measurable improvement. The authors note that patients with severe and very severe ME/CFS often have limited access to appropriate services, and specialized care environments may help stabilize symptoms and enhance quality of life. They conclude that structured, low-stimulation, individually tailored care shows promise for this patient group, and that further research is needed to clarify which components of care contribute most to improvement.